Okay, we'll call the meeting in order. The Lincoln County Commission, we're in Depot Bay. Just finished the joint session. We have a quorum. We see no recognitions or proclamations, so we move directly to the consent calendar. Consent calendar things of routine nature or previously heard. Is there anything you'd like to highlight or debate?
Move for approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. That's a long consent calendar. We're going to have no public hearings. We have a decision and action item authorizing work on East Alder Springs Road and a local access road. Roy Kenyon from the Road Department.
Good evening. I'm Roy Kenyon, Public Works Director for Lincoln County. And what we have in front of you is a request to approve an order to allow us, as in the County Road Department, spend county funds outside of the county right-of-way on the local access road. It is, as you can see, it's ORS 368.031 that actually allows for that to happen, but it has to be done through the board. And so what we have on Alder Springs Road is about a month and a half, 2 months ago, during the rainy season, I started in October, lost a portion of the road leading into Alder Springs, and it is a dead-end road. It's a community of about 18 residents that is on the south side of the Alsea River off of Canal Creek Road. And it's a narrow road that runs along the river. They lost a portion of the shoulder into the river, which basically really restricted the width. It's basically down to the point where it's passenger car traffic only. The community actually had a small savings account that they had put together that they used for road maintenance, and it was totaled about $15,000. We encouraged them to utilize their funds to fix this because, like I said, without it being declared an emergency, we weren't allowed to spend any funds on it. They actually received an emergency permit through Department of State Lands. They acquired a contractor to do the repair work. And it's when you work along these river banks, especially when you're in tidewater, you're talking about the silt in the bay here. Yeah, it's that way along the river's up full length, and there's not a lot of bottom to it. So in the process of trying to riprap this failure, basically it partially failed. It wasn't a complete failure, but it was failed enough to the point where they had to stop work. Unfortunately for the residents, they still owe the contractor $11,000, $12,000 for the rock and the equipment time that was put in. So now we have a road that's not fixed that is going to need additional work. They have roughly $2,000 or $3,000 left in their savings to repair it. And what I'm asking is not permission to go in there and fix the road at this point in time. I'm only asking for the permission to start the process. We are not sure exactly what we're going to do. I think that what we're going to have here is a single project, but it's going to be two phases. There's going to be the initial phase that is to try to secure the area and possibly increase the width of the road at this location by some means to get us through the remainder of the wet season, and then try to do an actual final permanent fix later on in what we would call a construction season, sometime in the summer. Like I said, we haven't determined what exactly that is, haven't determined exactly what this thing will cost. I don't believe it's going to be an expensive fix. We still need to have a conversation with the residents of Alder Springs to see where they're at. They've been requesting our assistance for quite some time, and I've been somewhat reluctant to offer too much assistance while they still had the means to help themselves. And now getting to the point where we're kind of...
So can I pin you down? Mm-hmm. Worries me to see. You don't know what. Can you give me a within $50,000 estimate so we know what we're talking about? And then the second part of the question is, that money, if it came for us for a temporary emergency, is that paid back to us in any way from the community or from emergency funds or anything? Or is this just a loss to the general fund?
To answer your first question, the several different fixes that we've looked at and started to think about, we're looking at somewhere possibly between $50,000 and $100,000
at most.
Yeah. So, like I said, in my world, that's not much. That's not a large project. That's actually a relatively small project. I think that by going about this slowly and with a lot of thought and some poking around, we can probably save ourselves a lot of money. There's been times in the past where we've had failures along pieces of road like this that we were really forced into trying to do something at that time. And what ends up happening is you pour the riprap to it, and you end up using probably 50% more riprap than you should have if you was able to wait a little while. And that's kind of the direction we're going. Riprap is a possibility. We're not leaning that way quite yet. We're thinking about some kind of a small retaining wall, putting in a few pile building, lagging it back, and using some lightweight, I forget the exact term, it's styrofoam. It's basically heavy-duty styrofoam and fill, so you have this lightweight, water-resistant fill so that we're there once and you don't ever go back. That's kind of our plan right now. The second part of your question, Wayne and I have talked about the possibility of an LID so that
local improvement district.
Local improvement district, where the county basically fronts the money and the district through taxes pays us back for a period of time. The only flaw to that plan is they're currently under an LID that they're paying back to us for a bridge that we put in back in 2006. I believe it was.
It was a few years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they are obligated through December of 2020 on that. And so if we were to go that route, this would be either an additional or there would be a delay on repayment that we would just continue on that after they pay off the bridge.
So does that mean you can't have two LIDs in the same area at once?
I don't know that we can. I think we're concerned a little bit about what burden that
financial... Yeah, that would be... I understand a major project like that on just a few homeowners would be a big burden.
It was a fairly significant assessment when we did the bridge there. Mm-hmm. And I think it was actually 2010 when we finally did the bridge, if I recall right. So we need to look at some of those options. This particular order would give us the authority to do the temporary fix, which is, I think, the important thing right now. We can take care of things to make sure that it's safe and passable right now, and then look at the options for what we can do to help out there. As I think Roy had indicated, we're very concerned about expending. I mean, by law, we cannot expend county road funds. This is a very, very unique circumstance. In fact, I think in the 30 years I've done, I don't recall us doing an emergency repair on a local access road.
That was going to be my question.
I was told by the road advisor that we played this card one time before.
Maybe once before.
And it was a large landslide that occurred on a New Bridge Road off of Slate Rock Road.
Oh, okay.
And it was, I forget what the yardage was on it, but it was significant. And it actually blocked off a dead-end road, and it was during one of our major events, and at that time, Jim Weisman actually went through the process, got the authorization, spending money in an emergency, went in and dug the people out.
And did we get FEMA reimbursement for that? I can't remember.
I don't know because I wasn't involved with that. But the way that I was told, I believe it was part of a severe weather event. My guess is it was probably refundable, and in a case like that, I believe it would have been 100%.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that, I can't remember one where we actually spent the fund and didn't get money back.
But, well, so let me ask you a question here. Okay, right. We could talk about this forever, but it boils down to this is probably the only choice we have, am I correct? Otherwise, we just leave the people stranded?
No, that's the option. You have a choice to leave the people stranded there.
That's not a choice in my mind. No. The residents of Lincoln County.
It's just that I want to make sure that you do this, that we note in the order, this is extremely unique to do this, because I can tell you right now, we have had numerous requests. We had numerous requests over the years to do, to basically improve or fix local access roads.
I remember
that's why law is set up the way it is, and we don't use that fund because we could deplete the road fund very, very quickly if we all of a sudden start, using money to fix these kinds of situations on local access roads. There's a lot more miles of those local access roads than there are county road miles out there. So it's one of those things that you've got to be really, really careful with how you do it. And we're noting the really unique circumstances.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad that's noted in the resolution, and it also specifically says this is not deemed to be precedent setting.
And also understand is that this has been an ongoing thing, and I, up to this point, have put the burden of repair on the residents of Alder Springs, and I've held my ground. Mm-hmm. They made their best attempt at doing so. Wayne visited the site today with me. There wasn't anything that they did that was obviously wrong, but in some times, like I said, when you're working with no bond, things sometimes just don't understand that.
Okay, but back to my point, though, I think it's important that they understand clearly that this is a repayment situation if we go forward.
Well, we haven't yet determined that. That's what I think we want to do.
To me, that's one of the things that. It's one thing if we use the funds as long as the repayment's there. If there's no repayment, I don't think.
Well, I think what we were looking at possibly recommending at this point is, again, we do some temporary stuff now. And then we talk about what the permanent fix. And I think the temporary stuff at this point would probably be on our mind, to just make sure that it's a safe place. But, that's what we're looking at doing. And then it's the more permanent fix, which will be the expensive part of this. This particular process, we want to explore what those options are and talk with the folks out there.
Safety first. We may say no, but in the long run, depending on what develops and what you figure.
This is obviously a difficult situation. There are clearly legal prohibitions about spending county road funds on local access roads. At the same time, certainly don't want to be insensitive to the people that are dependent on that road, and we certainly don't want a road where there is undue risk or danger to the people that use it. So I'm comfortable with proceeding carefully, cautiously. I hope we would pursue whatever options are available carefully. And I think, I don't know how clear you can make it, but this is an extraordinarily unique, and you never use the adverb to describe unique. So this is a unique, one-of-a-kind situation. And whatever we do, I want it made very clear that it is a unique situation. It's not precedent setting.
So we'd like to make a motion.
We're going outside.
A unique motion.
going outside of what is normally our process.
Right. I want you to also understand that I don't come forward.
No, I understand that.
I tried to let this thing play itself out without having to spend a dime. And I think that it's gotten to the point where that's no longer an option when you have you know, people's residents and their livelihood at stake here.
So, we want a motion.
I'll move for approval of the order authorizing work on East Alder Springs Road, a local access road.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And I will keep you guys updated as this thing goes on. And like I said, this is only the first part of this. In order for us to spend any kind of time really actually even thinking about it and do any kind of engineering work, so I had to have this done. And
well, I guess I would ask that as you develop more information, I'd like to be kept informed as to what the direction of this project or this effort's going.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So we move down to commissioners' reports.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever I go over to Salem, you always ask me if I'm bringing back money. Well, yesterday may be the jackpot, not just for Lincoln County, but for all of Oregon. How does $500 million a year sound?
It's a start.
Okay. Well, you know, in addition to being AOC president, I have always been a participant in our County Veterans Services Committee. And we've got a great opportunity here where almost every other area of the state budget, we're talking about cutbacks, how to do more with less. In addition to the ongoing $10 million of general fund that goes into the State Department of Veterans Affairs, Oregon voters last November passed a ballot measure that dedicates 1.5% of lottery revenues to veteran services. And the estimate for this coming biennium is about $18.5 million to. Now, originally, Governor Brown, in her preliminary budget, proposed backing out most of the general fund money and just using the lottery money to supplant it. And that's not what the voters understood, and so she has changed her position on that. And now the legislature, I think, is taking a serious look at that. And here's some numbers AOC put together and we presented. Finding a state that has a similar sized veterans population to Oregon, Oklahoma. State of Oregon, we're getting $1.3 billion a year in veterans compensation and pension. Oklahoma, $1.8 billion. We really believe it's possible within a 2 or 3 years if the state will invest in ramping up the county veteran service system to achieve numbers like Oklahoma's. And think about that. You know, we talked about it at the local level. You take that statewide. That's money that veterans have earned, and it's not one-time money. It's usually lifetime benefits for the life of the veteran, tremendous infusion into the community. We're talking about hopefully creating about 40 new veteran service office positions statewide. So if this becomes reality, let's see, I see Mr. Belmont stepped out, but let him know we may have to be, oh no, he's moved over here, okay. You're hiding, Wayne, you're hiding behind the deck. Okay, we may have the enviable problem of having to rework our budget to accommodate a third veteran service officer, and that's the kind of problem I'd love to have. You know, our representative, David Gomberg, co-chairs that subcommittee along with Senator Betsy Johnson, and I would say, you know, we were really met with a very good reception. I was followed by Cameron Smith, the director of the State Veterans Department, and you know, one of the things he said in his testimony, I loved hearing these words, I trust counties, because this is one of those cases where it's a state-county partnership, it's state money, but so much of the service is delivered on the ground in the counties. And I don't know if we'll see the whole amount, but I'm pretty, you know, it seems pretty clear we are going to see a major ramp up in veterans services statewide, and Lincoln County will get a piece of that.
And your report's done.
I'll just repeat what I said, we had a meeting of the Maritime Sector Strategy Workforce Group, and had a great turnout from the private sector, and we're in the next step of starting to focus on four areas of particular interest and need, and scheduling our next meeting sometime in June. So lots of work being done. I'm trying to create some programs to give some people some skills to follow in Commissioner Thompson's footsteps and be out on the sea.
Well, potential for a lot of high-paying jobs that I don't think we for fully utilized. And I think we're looking at what could be a huge asset to Lincoln County in the future. This is a great place to live. Mm-hmm. Even if you work in Alaska or some other place in the world, the home base, and that was one of the things that came out of there, is we're not only trying to build new people for the future in the maritime industry, but we're trying to encourage other people that are already in the maritime industry to make the state of Oregon their home base. So, anything else that we have to do?
I think, Commissioners, can I have just a couple quick comments? I'm sorry.
No.
No.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, at least Terry was able to see around the Commissioner's
difficult. Yeah,
I always wanted to tell a lawyer no.
No, just a note that I actually had to pull off of this week's agenda. We'll have back on next week because we're working out some of the final details. But we actually do have the very long-awaited consultants on board now to do our refinement of our master plan for the Lincoln County Commons, the home of Lincoln County Fair. So we'll be bringing that forward with the scope of services that we finally have worked out. We've been doing a lot of work around what's going to be actually done out there. And it'll be really the first steps in looking at what our options are for redevelopment of those grounds. And we'll be doing a lot of public outreach in that particular process. And I just wanted to start some of the outreach here, although the Lincoln County Fair Board has been talking about this for a couple of months. But that will be coming back to you for consideration next week. And I just wanted to make sure we noted a couple things on your calendar. The main thing is actually that starting next Monday night is the beginning of your
budget
meetings. And we start initially in Siletz to consider the enhanced law enforcement district budget with the community out in Siletz, and then move on there for several nights in which we, in a row, meet across the county to consider the budget for both the county and the many districts that we have that the board serves as the governing body for. So that's noted in your agenda.
So I'll go through and explain all the meetings we had, but this is the long one. First of all, tomorrow there's a special board commissioners meeting Doug Hunt and I will attend. We're going to talk directly on the phone to Kurt Schrader's office to talk about some of the county government issues. We've never tried this before, but I'm curious to see if he can give us some more input in how we can directly impact what's going on in Washington, D.C. It's open to the public, but we're not going to have public comment. It's going to be government to government, and it's only a half hour, and we don't have the time to go into that. It's going to take all the time just to get through ours, and we may even cut Bill's issues off.
I'll be in Salem, so you travel, you lose.
And then the May 1st, we have our office board meeting, and it's our just business meeting. And also on May 1st at 6 p.m., we have the first Lincoln County Budget Committee meeting in the Council Chambers of Siletz Hall. And then Tuesday, the 2nd, 6 p.m., the Lincoln County Budget Committee meeting will meet in the Council Chambers for the Toledo City Hall. And like I said, this is a long list of meetings. Wednesday is our regular board meeting, commissioners, at 9:30 a.m. in the commissioners' room in Newport City Hall. And also Wednesday, we have a budget committee meeting that evening at 6 p.m. And it's going to be in Lincoln City City Hall. So it looks like we have another busy week.
Commissioner, I want to know one that will actually go on the next agenda, because it follows your regular board meeting. But actually, on Thursday, May 4th, we have another budget meeting down at Yahats at the Yahats Commons.
Right.
And if I might clarify further, since I've been asked this question already, what about Newport? Well, Wednesday, May 17th at 6 o'clock in the Board of Commissioners room will be the public hearing in Newport.
So, there's no other comments?
Constituent input.
No. Constituent input.
Excuse me. Constituent input. I apologize. Anybody like to address 5 minutes on any subject you might, of course.
No, thank you. Really appreciate what you have done with the Alder Springs Road issue.
Well, come up in here. You might as well get you on record. I didn't realize you were Alder Springs. We'd like to hear what you got to say.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Warren Sell, resident of Alder Springs. And we really appreciate the action that you've taken. We realize how unique it is. And on behalf of all the residents out there, we are very willing to consider a repayment plan for the permanent fix. Just want to say thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you very much.
We sympathize with your situation, and we're going to do everything we can to help you. Safety is our first and primary goal right for your residents. So thank you. With that, meeting's adjourned.